It's not called a planting. You're not planting these vegetables into the vineyard itself. It's not called a shtila. There's no list of shvius here, because you're not planting it. There's no shal of maistrash, name of botlolo, agav kaka, reyo kalakuta, metchilar, no shal of maisam, the nightlin v'shabbos. And on Shabbos, you're allowed to pull it out of the ground. Is to yufta, to steer it totally non-yum before. Now, why are you allowed to pull it out of the ground? What happened here? You had this radish that you stuck into the ground before Shabbos. And stuck in means there's ground offer all on top of it. Just there's some leaves of the radish, the green part of the radish is sticking up. It says this bright sun Shabbos, you're allowed to come and grab hold of that green part and just slap it up out of the ground. When you move it up out of the ground, you zicha moving the offer. You zicha moving the dirt. Still we see it's mutter. Why? Because it's called a tiltum ratzad. What are you touching, mamish, your hand? It's touching the radish itself, the green leaves. That's not muksa. By you being the top of the radish, you're making the offer move. That's called tiltum ratzad, that's mutter. Since it's a surah dover ha-mutter, you're allowed to do it on Shabbos. Why are you moving the offer? Because you want to get the radish to use the radish. So since you're moving it for the purpose of the radish, it's mutter to move muksam with a tiltum ratzad. That means you're not touching the muksa directly, you're touching the radish. And the radish is moving the offer, that's mutter. So mainly here also, when you want to stick the knife or stick these leaves, you want to stick the rose back into the offer, it's mutter. Because you're not touching the dirt, you're just touching the rose. And the rose is moving the dirt. Therefore it's mutter. What? No, that's not Chirish. The hole is there really. It's only Shah just moving the dirt a little bit. You have to grab a hold of part of the leaves. Hamagulun that's open. We're not afraid of him. If the dirt moves on the side of it. Who are they? Let's look up. The same thing that this rose before. You allow them to pick it out of the dirt on Shabbos. Even though you're moving the dirt, that's called a tiltum and a tzad. That's mutter, since you're mechaving, to use it. Now, the only kasher we spoke about yesterday, why isn't there a shail of bosses of Dov Roser? According to before Shabbos, he had this radish stuck into the ground. So there was dirt on top of the radish. Ben Hashmoshes, the dirt was on top of the radish. So why don't we say now the radish is a bosses the Dov Roser? The radish is holding up the dirt. So about the dirt itself is muksa, the radish underneath should also be like muksa. Here, how does it help to grab the top of the radish and pull it up? It should be like bosses of Dover Osir. The same test we said yesterday, that there it says that what's being mishtamish what? Not the pshat, the radish is holding up the dirt because you want the dirt. Pumfakir, the dirt is protecting the radish. The dirt is helping out the radish. So therefore the dirt is bottled to the radish. Therefore it wouldn't be a shail of muksa of bosses. Bus is only like a kli, we have here the shemen here, and the wick and the shalhevis. So this and this and this is all holding up the fire. It's all like bottle to the fire, because it's helping the fire go. Mashenka, here's the other way. The equals you want the radish, and you want to preserve the radish, you're putting it into the ground. So the dirt on top of the radish is preserving the radish. It's a bus to the radish. Therefore it's muksa, therefore it's mutter, the wick is shalom buses. So it's the Mishnah. They didn't make hatamona before Shabbos. This is not a shal of muksa. Shal of hatamona. You have your soup pot before Shabbos. You forgot to wrap it around with your clothing, with shmatas, with towels. His loyach hasena mishtechshich. Come Shabbos already by night. You're not allowed to make hatamona, even with something that's not muksa. So Drashi, a Krishna time of Perek Beis, we said already the time before. Mivnei ma omru ein tem ne bedover shein waste of hevel. How come you can't even wrap around the cloth? Around your pots on Shabbos, even though the cloth is not moist of Evel, Mishech HaShecho, Gzer Rishem Yasiach. We're afraid that you're wrapping around your pot because you want to keep it hot. We're afraid while you're wrapping around, you see the soup got cooled off already. So we're afraid you're going to put it back on the fire and cook it up again. That's why it's also to make Hatzmona on Shabbos. Kiso, Luitsu, you made that Hatzmona before Shabbos. On Friday, you put your towels around the soup pot. Then it's gala. Now on the Friday night on Shabbos already, so a wind came and blew off the shmatas, blew off the towels off the pot, is mutlach soisoy. You're allowed to put back that Hatzmona. And you can't make Hatzmona metchilu on Shabbos. But if you made Hatzmona, you wrapped it around before Shabbos, now on Shabbos, the lacha is even if you take it off for purpose. Moshe, you want to take the soup out. So your mamish take all the towels off the pot and take the soup out, then you're allowed to put the towels all around again. And since Hatzmona started before Shabbos, it's mutter to do it on Shabbos. Mimale sakiton, you're allowed to fill up a pitcher of water. V'noisein letacha sakar letacha saksos. Even on Shabbos. Like you're allowed to make Hatzmona with the more explained talking about cold pitcher of water. If you have a cold pitcher of water, and you don't want the sun to heat it up, you want it to remain cold, that's mutter to make Hatzmona even on Shabbos. because there's no gzerah shem yasiach. Yo kavani was to stay cold. There's no shali to cook it up on Shabbos. So with cold water, you're allowed to make katamon even on Shabbos. So Rashi, mamala kiton shel tzeinin, if it's cold water. But nois not terech akar, shlo yichamu b'choyim ha-kayis, you don't want the sun or the winter, the summer, or the sun to heat it up. You're going karo kosa shlo veitim shena mechamin. Sun that's not mechamin, it retains the cold, that's muta. Omer Rav Yudah Mashmuel, muta lahat min es ha-tzeinin. Like I said in the Mishnah, you're allowed to make katamon on Shabbos, you have a cold drink, you're allowed to put a towel around it just to retain the coldness. Shrashi mutlatnas at soinin, but neyachama. It's a sunny day now, like you want to keep the sun away. Shalay yachamu, like there's really not to atmana kadesh yachamu. We don't make gzeru, how do you make atmana of something hot? We don't make this gzeru. Omer Rabbi Yosef, my kamashman, what's your chiddush tanino? It's enough for the Mishnah. Memalo odam kitum, you can fill up this cold water. Venais, attack at the car, attack at the ksos. You can make katamon, you can wrap it around your pillow if you want on Shabbos. It's enough for the Mishnah, it's mutter. Omalei Abaya, to the Kamashma, no, he's telling me a big Kiddush of Yudah Mashmuel. Dima Masnisna, we only know the Dima for the Mishnah, Hava Minahan, Emili, Dova Shein Darkala Hatman. Only something of a Chra you never used to make Katamonu with this. A glass of water you never make Katamonu with. Avo Dova Shein Darkala Hatman, Loi. But something that's a Derech, the Moshul food. If you have a cold Kugel, for some reason you want to keep it cold. Now a Kugel, sometimes you want it to be hot. So since it's something that the derech sometimes you have to heat up, even though now you want to keep it cold, I would think of Leibosser. His own little cold glass of water. Never b'chla you don't make hatmon in the glass, a cold pitcher. Mashenkin, a chola, something that could be heated up, I would think it's also to keep it for cold. Kamashna even that's mutter. Shrashima must say, now mean honey, merely going mayim, certainly in cold water. Shein dakal hatmin tachas karak sos lechamin. Shein mischamin bekach, don't heat up that way. Hilach lekla migzer. Avodavish dakal hatmin lechamin going tavshil. You have good food. Aim, that's usually you heat up the food. Aim, malay, it's a menum of neachama. How I think you can't even make hatmon now to keep it so sun should not bother it. Kamashmon abiyah ha kabon was not to make it hot. Your kabon was just to retain the coldness. That's mutter. Rabbon didn't make exer. He learns no, you're not allowed to make atmono, even to keep something cold. For the more Vatanya Rebbe hit the latnes atzoinin. Rebbe said klois muta, and the more lakasha. Ho mekamed l'shamim Rebbe Shmuel b'Rebbe Yosim. Ho lebos l'shamim. Once before, and once after he heard from it. Since the gears should be before, it says on the side. Omer Afuna Marebi. In the first one, there was Omer Afuna Marebi. Also Lahatmin. That first Rebbe said, you're not allowed to make Katamon with something cold. Then the Gemara says, Thira, I, Rebbe himself, says you are allowed to make Katamon with something that's cold. And the Gemara Lakasher, Rebbe was Chayzer. Here's before he heard from Yishmael. Here's after he heard from Yishmael. What was the Maisa? Kiho de Yosef Rebbe. Rebbe is one sitting. The Omer and Rebbe first held also Lahatmin as a tzoyin. He held even something's cold, you're not allowed to make katmona. You're not allowed to cover up a cold glass to keep it cold. Omer lefon of Rebbe Shmuel, Rebbe Yosi, Abba hit the Lahatmin as a tzoyin. So Rebbe Shmuel told in front of Rebbe, no, my father held, it's mutter to do it. Omer, he said, for her rezokin, his Rebbe was chayzer. The Rebbe said, for her rezokin, Rebbe Yosi held it, it's mutter. So Rebbe was also chayzer to say, you're allowed to make katmona b'tzoyin. So there's no stira. Rebbe's before, and then Rebbe was chayzer. Omer Rav Papa, kama mechavavin zeh. How much these two tanoim had loved one another? Shilu Rebbe Yosi came from Yosi would have been alive. Hoya kofef Yosef from Rebbe. Rebbe Yosi himself would have been kofef, like he would have listened to Rebbe. He would have been machni himself to Rebbe. So Rebbe Yishmael, Rebbe Yosi, Rebbe Yishmael, the father of Rebbe Yosi, the mamala mokum that Rebbe Yosi took over his father's place of Yosef heve the kofef Yosef from Rebbe. As even Rebbe Yosi's father was also nichna in front of Rebbe. So Vada Rebbe Yosi would have been nichna in front of Rebbe. Ukomar, and here Rebbe said for her rezokin. When Rebbe heard that Rebbe Yosi paskin, that you let him make katamonu with tzoinin, Rebbe gave in to him, Rebbe was machniya to him. You see how much he loved one the other. Omulu Rav Nachman, Ledori Avdei. Rav Nachman told his Eved, Dori's name was, Atman li tzoinin. Shnal, make katamonu for me, like we paskin. I have a cold glass of water here. It's sunny outside. Wrap it around with something to retain its coldness. V'yaisili mayim, bring me water, diachem kfeil amoyit. That even though a shiksa, this lav dafka on Shabbos, the middle of the weekday, a shiksa made me hot water, she cooked up water, so I was bishul akum, he yelled his mutter to drink the hot water. He asked me, give me this hot water to drink, even though the nochri cooked it up. is that tomorrow Shoma Rebbe Ami Rebbe Ami heard this speak, they got angry at him. Om Rabbi Yosef, my time Mikra, what are you getting angry at? Kerav Sosi Yovni did like his Rebbeim. Chad Kerav, one he did like Rav, the Chad Kishmuel. Kishmuel is doing the Yom Rabbi Yudam Ashmuel, Mutal Hatim Nesatsoinim. Have you passed him before? You're allowed to make Hatzimon on Shabbos, something that's cold. To retain the coldness, there's no exerry to come to cook it up on Shabbos. And Kerav, the Yom Rav Shmuel, Rav Yitzel, Gomer Rav, Kol Shu Nechel Kamoy Shu Chai. As even though there's an issue of Bishal Akum, you're not allowed to eat something, Goyim cook, but lo yisur the substance you could eat raw, even without cooking it, much like water. You could eat water, you could drink water raw. So even though now the guy cooks it, there's no waste of Bishal Akum. Who are then tomatoes? Tomatoes you could eat raw. If the guy cooks tomato like ketchup, you're allowed to eat. There's no waste of Bishal Akum on it. Because you could eat it raw. Anything that's edible raw, even though the guy cooks, there's no waste of Bishal Akum. So here also, what's wrong with drinking the water that a guy cooked up for me? There's no waste of Bishal Akum. And the Gemara, the reason why Rabbi was makpid for Usavar, Adam Choshev Shami, or Shani. An Adam Choshev should have been makpid. Even this he shouldn't have done. And since he was an Adam Choshev, he shouldn't have drank in this water that Anochi drank from. That's why he got makpid. Even though Mikra did it was mutter, but he should have been makpid. I'd have no shaykhs to drinking. Something a guy cooked up. Nunalef, in the middle of the Gemara, Yitana Rabbonin. So came out last Gemara was Odom Choshev Shani, that even though you're allowed to eat from Bishal Akum something that you could eat raw, but an Odom Choshev should be Shani, he shouldn't do that either. So Rashi says, because people come to learn from him. Like whatever you do, people learn from you. So even though you have a right to eat this water that was cooked from a guy, but people think if you drink this water that was cooked, they won't know the chilek. It's nechel chai. They'll think you could eat anything a guy cooks. Therefore, not in kosher shouldn't do it. Tana Rabbon, afal pi she'omru ein toimnim, afilu bedovor she'en emoistev hevel mishachashecha. At night time, is on Shabbos itself, you're not allowed to make hatmona. Even with something that's not moistev hevel. On Shabbos, you can't make hatmona. And the gzera was we had in the parak before, because we're afraid when it comes Friday night on Shabbos to make that tamana on the soup pot, you're gonna find out that the soup is a little cold already, so you're gonna want to put it down on the fire to cook it up, and that's nisi deraisa. So therefore, on Shabbos you can make hatmana wrap around something around the pot, even if it's not moist of ever. But if you made that tamana before Shabbos, you put around your towel cloth, the cloth around the pot before Shabbos, and now on Shabbos you want to put more cloths, that's mutter. Ketzad, the chiddush, how are you allowed to be moisif? Who moisif? Rabbi Shimon ben Gamliel Omer, noitel es sadinim. You're even allowed to take off the sadinim, that's like sheets. You put sheets around the pot before Shabbos. Now on Shabbos you're allowed to take off the sheets, or maniach es haglufkarin. That's like a flannel sheet, a more thicker sheet you could put. So even if your mom has taken off the old sheet first, and now put on a new sheet, a thicker sheet, but since it started before Shabbos, you're allowed to take off now and put new ones on. If it's getting too hot, you don't want it to keep that hot, you're allowed to take off the thicker sheets. You can put in the smaller sheets. You're allowed to do this on Shabbos. Hashem will set another chiddush. That's this one chiddush. That if you made that tamana before Shabbos, on Shabbos you could take it off and put new ones on. Another chiddush of Shimon Gamliel says is, Loi Osru, when the Racham say you can't make that tamana on Shabbos, Elo Oisai Mechem, only the pot itself, that means before Shabbos you cooked up the soup, and before Shabbos you took it off the fire, and now on Shabbos you want to put a towel around it, that's also. You can't make that tamana on Shabbos. But let's say the soup itself, you pour it out of the pot that it was cooking in, and you put it into another pot. Then mutter. The second pot already, you're allowed to make hatzmona on the second pot. As once you took the soup out of the first pot, into the second one, now you're allowed to make hatzmona. Why? Saying a svarim. By you pouring the soup from one pot into another pot, you're making the soup a little bit cold. Like it's not as hot as the water stood in the first pot. Is asuche kormirsach? Here, lo. Hey, here there's no gzera you're going to come to make, cook it up. What's the gzera of atmona? That when you come to make atmona on this soup, you're going to find out it's too cold, so you're going to want to first cook it up on the fire. So here we're not afraid you're going to want to cook it up.
Because if you want it to be so hot, let it stay in the first pot. How come you're pouring it into the second pot? Elamah, you're not makpid if this one cools off a little bit. So the zicha no gzera for him. He'll come to cook it up on Shabbos, so you're allowed to make katmona. One little thing that's interesting, well, it could be a shalav in this katmona, if you have a baby bottle, or any jar that's cold out of the refrigerator, and you want to warm it up on Shabbos. So one answer is, you pour some kettle, the cold water, into a bigger jar, and then you put the bottle all the way into the water. That's an ista atmona. On Shabbos, you make an atmona. As if you put the whole bottle into the hot water, that would be also an atmona. One answer is, let the bottle, part of it, stay up out of the water. You're just putting the bottom part of the bottle, or the bottle itself, into the water. So since the top is on top, the top of the bottle doesn't have atmona, there's no ista atmona. Atmona is only if you wrap around the whole jar. So if you have a small jar and put the whole jar into hot water, that would be an Isra Atmona. But we're saying here, alright, that's not Nagei though, but here if you want to make hot Atmona, it's on something that was hot. If you pour it off into another pot, the second pot you're allowed to make hot Atmona on. Weiter. Tomon v'chisa b'dover hanitu b'shabs. You made the Atmona, I mean you wrapped around the pot on the sides, the chisa, even the top of the pot also, we put that atmona, the towels, it was all done with dover nitzel b'shabbos, like a towel, something that's not muksa. That's one case. Oy tomin, or else you made atmona b'dover sheinu nitzel. Around the pot you put something that's muksa, like pieces of wool, that's muksa, b'shabbos, of the chisa b'dover nitzel b'shabbos. But on the top of the cover, the top of the pot, was a towel, that is nitzel on Shabbos. So here, you have an eitzah how to get the cover off on Shabbos. Here's a raised there night lomachter. You're allowed to take off the cover and put the cover back on again. Because what's on top of the cover itself? It's the only thing that's metaltal, something that's not muksa. So therefore, what do you touch, Beaker? You touch the top of the pot to get the cover off. Since there's no muksa on the cover, then shiti have an eitzah. Just pull off the cover and take out the food. Because you don't have to touch the bottom part that's muksa. So Rashi, Tomen Hakdeiro Bedover Hanitol, Ma Shenosan Svivoiso Hevedover Muchen. Was ever put around the pot that was like a regular towel that you allowed to touch on Shabbos. Vechiso Al Piho Nami Dover Muchen Going Kli, and on top of it you made that money with something that's a kli. Oy She Tomen Bedover Shein Hanitol Vechiso Bedover Hanitol. Is harayzer neitlo machzer to ho you'll be hakisu nito, since you could take off the cover that doesn't have muksa on it. Megalo hakder, the answer is open up the cover, open up like they make the cover, the pot megula vi oichzo and hold on to it. Avotam the shail is do avotam mid vikisu b'davar sheinu nito, but let's say you make that tomorrow on the sides of the pot and on top of the pot with something that's muksum, or you have filo tom in b'davar nitl, even though around the pot it was something that you could touch. Aber v'chise b'davar sheinu nitl, but on top of the cover you put something that's muksa, like flax or raw wool. Is let's see the Gemara. Amar shenkin tomin v'chise b'davar sheinu nitl. You made that tmona and you covered it with something that's not nitl, that's muksa on Shabbos. Oi, shetomen bedover hanitul, you put around the pot with material, with a towel, that is nitul, it's not muksum, b'shabis, of the chisa bedover shen nitul b'shabis. But on top of the pot, the cover was covered with something that's muksum. You have the wool on top of the pot. Is how the eitzah now to get the cover off the pot, you want to get the soup out of the pot, is imhoye megula miksosoy, if a little part, like the handle of the cover, is uncovered, doesn't have muksa on top of it, so you could touch the handle itself, is neutral. You have a right to grab a hold of the handle and pick up the pot, or master, and put it down again. Even though by this the muksa falls off on the side, but this is called tiltum min atzad, and it's a serve davar mutter. You're touching the handle. The handle itself is not muksa. I, by moving the handle, you're picking up the cover, and now the muksa falls off the cover. That's called a tiltum min atzad. That's mutla serve davar mutter. The yimlav, but let's say you can't grab the handle. Hey, the whole top of the pot is covered up. There's no mukum there we could grab the handle. The yimlav is ain't a night.